Good afternoon, not good morning, because we did a good morning intro and then we are doing an even better intro. So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back. We haven't seen you for a long time because we've been busy. We've had Arts Week, yes, which was major. Favourite bit of Arts Week?
Bollywood drumming. Very fun.
Okay, Oscar?
House thing off.
Maybe you guys could come back and judge next year.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's the plot twist. Okay, well, it was really good though, wasn't it? It was quite varied. I liked some of the, they did some really nice things like down here, like they designed their own pencil cases and things like that.
Nice. I remember doing that was really nice fun stuff. Yeah.
And then today as well, they've had an author in the lower school for quite a famous children's book. He's an author and an illustrator. It's called The Queen's Hat, and he is colourblind as an illustrator. Isn't that mind-boggling?
Oh, wow.
I know. That's quite impressive.
Pretty impressive, too.
So we're interviewing a couple of people this week. So, James, you're going to catch up with Mr. Williams because...
Oh, yeah. To talk about the India tour, and maybe we can interview a boy as well.
Yeah, it was. You said it was great, though.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. Yeah. And we played lots of the Indian opposition, and it was very fun.
Was it an even match or not?
Yeah. Well, sometimes. But they were very competitive.
Okay, so, did you travel much around?
Yes, a lot. We had about 3 5-hour journeys.
Whoa.
But it went really quickly. We'd sleep the first half and chat the second.
Well, because we were talking before, weren't we, about having no phones and no text. Yes. Were you allowed music and stuff?
No. Yeah, I think Josh brought an MP3 player and then everyone brought a camera. Okay. But we were all a bit confused whether we were allowed to bring cameras or not.
Okay. And then, but actually, was it really fun just passing the time?
Yeah, it was. It was really fun. And we went to the Taj Mahal, which was stunning. It's breathtaking. It's so big.
Okay, well, the Taj Mahal is like on most adults' buckets list. You've ticked it off age 13, so that's not
bad. And Agra Fort was really cool. There was a view of the Taj Mahal from Agra Fort, which was really good.
What is that, please?
Agra Fort is where the Emperor of Agra lived. The 5th Mughal Emperor, as Samir told us, built the Agra Fort to live there. And then he built the Taj Mahal for a grave and in memory of his late wife.
Wow.
So it was a really interesting story behind it.
I wouldn't mind the Taj Mahal as my grave.
Oh, you wouldn't know anything.
And then we saw it. And we had to take off our shoes. And it was...
You have to dress very respectfully, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and Arjun wears Indian clothes. Oh,
okay, yes. And then we're also interviewing some of the eco reps because they've been out on a trip this week.
Ariel and William Byer.
Yeah, they've been... I thought they were cleaning up a river, but I think they were...
Yeah, they did some litter picking as well at Beverly Brook.
Rather than in the river, which is probably for the best. Okay, and then next week, they want to talk to us about the meditation garden. And... Give us a little update on the playground.
So I went in there the other day. The beanbags are very nice.
Are they in there?
Yes, the beanbags are in there. Alongside two benches with some
cushions. And it's very similar to the simulation.
When are we allowed to go in there?
Sure. No, I don't think we have confirmed it yet.
We haven't confirmed the opening
date. The beanbags are just squirrels.
But Joe Gulliford said that they were very close to completion. So
I can't wait.
Crossed.
That's true estate agency talk.
And we've also added a green wall and a insect house.
Yeah. Maybe we should do the interview on location next week.
Yes.
But it's not.
We can film it.
Yeah. We could actually. It wouldn't be that bad.
Okay. To be continued. See you next week.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rookby Podcast. So today we're here with Mr. Williams and Theo, and they're going to tell us a bit about the India trip this Easter.
So first of all, when did you go and how long was the trip for?
So it was a long time in the organisation, Oscar. We had probably 16 months of prepping, including getting passports up to date, and visas, which were incredibly complicated and complex. And we managed to get the last of those sort of ratified maybe 10 days before departure. The actual trip was 12 days long.
And what was your favourite moment of the trip?
So I think my favourite part about the trip was overall just playing cricket. And I loved the culture, and I loved how enthusiastic all the Indians were for their cricket game. and it was an interesting experience to play against other teams abroad. And also, I really enjoyed when we went to watch the IPL match, which is Rajasthan Royals against Delhi Capitals. And I also liked the when we went to the Ranthambore Tiger Reserve and we got to see five tigers.
Yeah, I mean, I'd endorse exactly what Theo said. It was fantastic to immerse yourself into a different culture. India are more than passionate about cricket. It's almost like a second religion to India as a country and to Indians. And it was fabulous to actually tour around a very, very small part of India, but it's such a vast country that we spent quite a lot of time travelling. But it was lovely to see the different areas. We went to New Delhi, we went to Jaipur, we went to Agra, and we were lucky enough to visit Taj Mahal. And we got that was an incredible experience. And we got some lovely photos from Ranthambore. We were incredibly lucky to see a mother tiger with her three cubs. And one of the other things that I thought was really lovely was Arjun and Sid with you know, Arjun, we met relatives of his out in India, as we did with Rahul. That was lovely, and the way that they were so proud about showing off their country, that was also really lovely to see. The cricket was fabulous. It was very tough. They were generally a little bit stronger than we were, but that didn't matter. And we were very much about getting our 16 boys as much prep and as much cricket as they could, rather than being over concerned about the result. Whereas generally the Indian sides that we played were quite concerned with winning, and that's fine. The whole experience was fabulous, and I'm really pleased to have added a country to rugby's vast list of places and countries that they've been to. This was a new venture, and for that, it was lovely to experience it. Yeah.
So obviously, you're talking a bunch about your cricket. Who did you play? Was it like other schools or cricket academies?
Yeah, it's different the way they operate in India. Generally, we were playing cricket academies. Cricket academies in India are named after the head coach, so it's not named as we play at Wimbledon or Malden Wanderers. It's named after the coach, the head coach. So we played three different academies. Sanskar Academy we started off with, had four fixtures with them. Generally playing slightly different teams each time that we played. And then our middle fixture was against Chahar, and then we finished with four fixtures against Push Academy. Now, the Push Academy stands for something in India, which I can't remember, but we very quickly as a group saw how good they were, and we renamed Push as Pulverizing Underdogs Since Hastings, which was quite a take on what Push actually stands for. And they did teach us, because they were good, they did teach us lots and lots of lessons, and we've learned so much from the experience of obviously playing against good quality sides.
So, Theo, you were playing, and James, you've been playing the cricket matches. What were your favourite matches and why?
Oh, I think the first match was really good, because it was our first game in India with the different conditions. And it was the first time facing the Indian side, and they were extremely competitive. And I think we managed to get a win out of that one, which was really good.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, my favourite game was probably our third game when we played Sanskar Cricket Club. It was the second time we had played that particular team. And I had quite a good innings batting, where I scored 40 not out. And we ended up winning the game.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Hello and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. We are here with Ariel Thwaites and William Byatt, who are two eco reps who went on the eco trip. I believe it was on
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Thank you, Ariel. So our first question for you is, Where did you go?
We went to the Beverly Brook River in the Wimbledon Common.
And what did you do at Beverly Brook?
So, first of all, we went and observed the river to see if there were, if it was a very natural river or a man-made river. We saw that it had man-made river banks, which means animals like ducks can climb up it easily, and there was lots of rubbish around. So later on we went litter picking to try stop that.
So our third question for you is, what was your favourite moment?
My favourite moment was when we sorted out the water insects into the different names.
Well, Ariel, what was your favourite moment?
My favourite moment was probably going litter picking because it felt very good cleaning up the environment.
And why do you guys want to help the environment?
Because later on, if we don't, then everywhere will be rubbish dumps, there'll be rubbish everywhere, and so lots of people have to make a difference if we want the world problems to change.
Because the Earth's already at risk, and there is no Planet B, so if we don't change this one, then we can't do anything.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for listening.